Talk to me about the lack of self-esteem that someone has when they do something that they know isn't the right thing to do. You know, when I put a mask on when I know I shouldn't,
yeah.
And then it almost shows my subconscious that someone else is in charge.
Exactly that. So if you look at the mask from a conscious mind point of view, it's protecting you from a virus. Brackets, it ain't really, but they tell you it is. But what's it saying subconsciously? When you are symbolizing, and you see them on the internet, not least with all this censorship that's going on, what do people do? What images do people post when they're symbolizing being silenced, being censored, being subjugated, being canceled, as it's called?
They put something over the person's mouth.
And now we've got something over the mouth of the great majority of the population. It's a symbol of subjugation. It's a symbol of being silenced. And it's a symbol of submission. Because we go back to the said bunch of prats that are actually in government carrying out the agenda of the psychopaths in the shadows. And they announce that people are going to have to mandatorily wear masks. I mean, who are you people? It's against all the science and all the science that points out the health dangers of doing it. There's been no risk assessment by government of wearing masks regularly. None of that. When what are you doing? You're breathing in your own carbon dioxide, very dangerous, and you're not breathing in enough oxygen. But they do it anyway, which brings me round to the point that you've just made. It's a point that I've been making for weeks now. It's about, again, it's in the subconscious. It's about giving away your power and your sovereignty to some external force, the said bunch of prats and psychopaths. Because if you say to me, and you're a political leader or whatever, and you say to me, we're going to introduce this and we're going to make you do this. If I say, hold on a minute, okay, let me look at what you want me to do. And I then research it, and I see if it makes sense and is any way justifiable in the circumstances before us. And I might say on occasion, actually, I can go with that because it makes sense to me. Now, that's me holding on to my sovereignty and my personal freedom, because I'm making the free choice to say, yeah, okay, this makes sense to me, so I'll go with it. That's very different to what is happening. And the reason there are so many contradictions and so many holes in what we're being told to do is pure psychological manipulation. Quite simply, if I can make you acquiesce to something that's clearly ridiculous, clearly unsupportable, clearly a danger to health, and full of contradictions, and you're still going to submit and do it, then what is left of your uniqueness, your sovereignty, your self-respect? What's left? There is none. And talking of contradictions, I was outside a farm shop on the Isle of Wight the other day, and they got the masks thing, so I don't go in, I get it delivered. But I went there to pay, save them coming to me. It was all done outside. And there's two ladies standing at the entrance waiting to go into the shop because only two people are allowed in. And I looked at them, and they're wearing masks. I'm not kidding, Brian. They look like a pair of bandits about to raid the place, right? So they're standing there. And just here, because there's a cafe at this farm shop as well, is a table, and there's about, must be 12 or 13 people, clearly from different families, all around this table, right next to these people, wearing masks like bandit masks, to go in and buy a loaf of bread. And you look there, it's mad. What? And a member of staff came out, and I said, look, they're standing with a mask on, and they're sitting around a table having a great time. She said, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yes, it is. So why are we acquiescing to it? Because when we do acquiesce to that level of crazy, we are submitting our uniqueness and our sovereignty and our self-respect almost completely. And I refuse to do it. I won't do it. I'll go to jail first before I'll do it. And we'll see where we go from here.